Starting Simon Tafresh Chaf He, starting Hilchos Sukkah. But Sukkos Teishu V'Shivas Yamin. Pasuk says that you should sit in the Sukkah for 7 days. Keep a Sukkos Hoshavti as B'nei Yisrael. Because I put B'nei Yisrael in Sukkos, in a Sukkah, in the Midbar. So what is this? Hey, Anani Akavod. So this is the one shita. The sukkah we're talking about was the Anani HaKavod. The Anani HaKavod, which protected them from Sharav Hashemesh, from the heat and the sun, whatever, wind, hot wind. The other shita which the Shulchan Aruch does not bring is that they put him in actual sukkos, that the Klal Yisrael built actual sukkos in the midbar, and it's not just a zecher only for the Neisa Nani Akavod, but it's a zecher for all the in some sort of sukkah in the midbar for 40 years. So it's a zecher for the Neis of all the Nisei midbar. The reason they say that Shita holds, you can't say Nani Yakava, because the Nani Yakava, you ain't lumdin Evshem Yevshem. You can't learn Hilchos Sukkah of Tzeil and all these things or whatever. See, in a second, we can't learn that from the Nani Yakava. You can't, it's not something you can learn from. It has to be, you learn from something that has to be where there's actual Sukkahs that they dwelt in. However, no, he says, Dana Esher Mi Esher. You can Dan. You can, the Iker Deis is the Anani HaKavod. It's just the other sheet that says, well, yes, it's the Anani HaKavod, but there was actual Sukkos also. And you learn from those Sukkos there, which is a Zecher for all the Nisei, all the Nisim of the Midbar. Why do we do Sukkah then and not after Pesach? Because that's when they started into the Midbar. That you're doing it for not for a hut, for a gazebo, or whatever, you're doing it for a sukkah. You're doing it for a sukkah. and these two, and the Emes says when you can get to Hilchos Achilas Sukkah, these two tamim is something person has to have kavana for these two reasons. Both shitas is brought down in order to be yotze the mitzvah sukkah. Where a person, the first night he eats, and when he eats in the sukkah, he has to have kavanah for both these two tamim, zecher nani akavod, zecher for the sukkos in the midbar. When mitzvah l'takin a sukkah miyad la'achar yom kippurim, and ben mitzvah abal yado atach mitzena. Right, you should go ahead and you should do the mitzvah, set up the sukkah right after Yom Kippur. The mitzvah of Yalal Tichun Tzadon, this is different than we just said in the last simin. You have to go ahead and build it, Motzei Yom Kippurim. So either the pshat over here is that it doesn't mean Motzei Yom Kippur. It means as soon as possible. It means the next day. So you should do it b'zvizus as soon as possible after Yom Kippur. Even if you're doing it after Chatzos, and there's a discussion, can you do it after Chatzos and Erev Shabbos? Some say yeah, because it's a Ma'aseh Mitzvah and you don't have time, so you can still do it after Chatzos and Erev Shabbos. The mitzvah is to be zaris to do it. I know of people who finished their sukkah 5 minutes before some sukkahs. So whatever, things happen, this, whatever. So yeah, but the mitzvah is to do it as early as possible. One other nakuda just I want to point out is what just the Sfarach Dama to define what is a sukkah, which is going to define in the next number of simanim about how you build a sukkah is the sukkah we're trying to learn from is on the Akavod or for sukkahs the actual sukkahs. Is that had something that it was something that had four walls, right? Four walls, a temporary roof. It wasn't an actual roof. A temporary, some sort of temporary roof. It wasn't a house. It was a roof. It was a sukkah, and that that gives protection, tzeil, from the shemesh, and mechitzas, which would give protection from, you know, sharav, from wind, and also has a din. Not only does it have a din of mechitzas and a din of a gag, but it also has a din of an oil as well, which we'll see later in Afkaminas as well. It also has one, you know, it's a dira. Like I said, it's dira sarai. And it's an oil as well. And a lot of these dinim are going to come into play because we see this dini oil by Shabbos. How does it apply over here? Dini mechitzas by Shabbos. Erevin, how do they apply by Sukkah as well? You know, there's different things, and each siman is going to go through one prat of taking, you know, the ultimate sukkah and say, oh, how much can you play with the schach and with the walls and with all these things. So we'll start with the first here. Tefesh chavav, v'loisa sukkah tachas ilan or tachas agag. Someone who builds a sukkah under a tree or under a roof. Now, so Aleph ain la'asay sukkah tachas abayis or ilan. Now, the pasha case is that you're not supposed to go ahead and build a sukkah under a house, even though you're being protected. You know, you're sitting under the sukkah. What do you mean? I'm not sitting in the house. I'm sitting in the sukkah. It's mafsik. But afal pi kein, it's not, that doesn't work. It has to be tachas avir shemayim, even though, yes, you are sitting under schach, but the schach has to be between you and shemayim. It has to be that which is protecting you from the shemesh, not anything else. and we'll see later on in dinner, tzukkah tachas sukkah is a different issue. But over here, now the thing in the Gemara gets into is tachas ilan, which is sort of like a middle case, because it's so the point of ilan has to be under the shemayim. So the question is, what is the problem of it in tachas ilan? How do we fix that? So also the issue is I was wanting to really see this clearly is, you know, what are we talking? How tall of a tree are we talking? You know, or even the house. You still want to a house. Let's say it's 100 feet up. There's a roof. So that would be a problem. Right? You do it in a house, and let's say, you know, you're talking, you know, is the 100 amos up, whatever it is. There's a roof. It's a problem because there's a hefsek between you and Shemayim. Now, I've been telling you couldn't see. Let's say, you know, let's say there's a plane flying over. The question is, you knew there's a plane. I don't know if a plane's a hefsek anyway. But if it's something, let's say it's a tree. Let's say you're sitting, you know, you're sitting under a very tall tree. I guess the point is, if you can see, if you see there's a tree there, and you know that there's some sort of shade, you know, bothering. It has to, you know, if it's to the side, even though the sun shines through the trees, and it gives shade to the sukkah, it doesn't pass the sukkah. It's only if the branches are actually hanging over. So even if you could see the branches, let's say you're sitting underneath, a redwood or something, I don't know, whatever, and, you know, if you can't tell there's any branches above, of course you wouldn't have to worry about it. But generally, as long as you can see there are branches above, it's not considered tachas of Shemayim, and it's a problem. So what do you do? Yesh oimim she'im ha'ilam, she'im ha'ilam tzilasim rubim chamasa, if the tree is... If the shade, it's more shady than sunny, which is the shear you need for schach, or that's what gives you tzeil. If a sukkah is not more shady than sunny, then it's not good schach. You have to fill it in more. So if the ilan is very shady, psula b'chol inyan, then that's the shade you're sitting under. So that's possible. You know, even if the sukkah itself is more shady, even without the tree, but since you're sitting in the shade of the tree, and that's, you know, on top of the sukkah, so that's a problem. If the tree is not as shady, you know, it's a thinner tree, but it doesn't have many leaves. So if the sukkah is shadier than sunnier below ilan kshera. So then you look at the ilan is doing nothing. And therefore, you're sitting in the shade of the sukkah, of the schach, and that's fine. Afilo hishpil ha'nafim l'mata la'arva im schach ha'sukkah. Even if you don't, go ahead, we'll see in a second what this means. Even if you don't take the branches of the tree and mix them in with your schach. If the sukkah doesn't have enough, it's not thick enough, the covering is not thick enough to go ahead and to call it, it's shadier. Ella the ilan. Only with the ilan does it go with the tree. Does it make it shady enough? Tzarech shiya, and you want to go ahead and you want, and you're stuck and you want to be machshir it. Tzarech shiya ashpil ha'anafim yarvim imaschach pein shlo yeh nikarim. You have to go ahead in the Shitas Rashi. You have to go ahead and you have to bend the branches down and mix them in with the schach so they wouldn't be nicker. It wouldn't be nicker where they are. So there's a couple dinim here. One is that they shouldn't be nicker. Now, you know, the pictures here, they all show a picture of let's say a person in normal. It's more normal in here in Israel. This is like LA. It's more normal to have a schach made out of palm branches. You know, obviously palm branches don't grow. They don't have them. But so if you have a palm tree, you know, hanging right above your sukkah, so you can go ahead and you can go ahead and take the branches of the palm tree, even though they're attached, and sort of stick them on top of the sukkah if it's the right height, and then you stick other branches on top. So when you look up, you know, yes, you stand on the outside there, but when you look up from the inside, you can't tell what's tree and what's not. So that would be, and there's more schach than there is tree, then that would be fine. The yeshayim shafilu, and there is a discussion about why is it, how can you mevatel schach also? It's an Aruch Shulchan, it's interesting to ask. I'm going to go from the question. Aruch Shulchan is an interesting thing. He says that because there's a difference here than other stam isur. This is not Isser, and the Maragorim learns that it's Isser. He says, no, it's not Isser. The question is it good schach or not good schach? He says, you know, in reality, the question is the gag like, you know, the question is it parts mehuba or not? You've done the schach like a mechitza, and that's how you judge it. Is it mechza a mechza, or is it a mitzvah? However, other achronim do give different terutzim. And they say that since it was done before, it's not done before Sukkot, it's not considered an Isser. So it's an interesting way that Mesiach is about is it bittul by mitzvahs or not? There's an interesting discussion over here. The Yeshayim Shafil im Sukkah Tzilasim Mechamasa Below Ihi Ilan. If the Sukkah is shady, you know, shadier without the tree. Ha'ilan chamasa v'metzelasa, and the tree is not that shady. Im amfei ha'ilan mechuvani neged schach ha'kosher. So the first sheet says the issue is that depends on, you know, if the tree is chamasa v'metzelasa or not. That's the whole thing we have to look at. If it's tzelasa v'metzelasa, then it's a problem unless you mix it in, and if it's chamasa tzilas, it's not a problem at all. Yeshomim shafilim asukah tzilas v'chamasa. Even the sukkah itself is shadier below ilan. A ilan chamasa v'tzilas. The ilan is not so shady. Afal pikein im anfei ilan mechuvan neged schach akasher psula. Since there's a hefsek between the schach and shemayim with the ilan, so if it's negel schach hakosher, it passes it no matter what. Bein sheha ilan kodem, bein sheha sukkah kodem. It doesn't make a difference what came first, even though there is a shita's rishonim. There's like five or six shita's rishonim here. There's a shita which holds that who says it doesn't make a difference if you built the sukkah first or the tree came there first or not. But this shita holds it doesn't make a difference. It's not, we don't make that chiluk. Kivin she'anfi ha'ilam mechuvanik neged schach hakosher. Since it's neged schach hakosher, then it passes it. Hagal miyu im. If you go ahead and do like the other shita said, and you stick the you take the branches and stick them into with the schach, she'ein nikar, and you can't tell. The Ramah says that even according to that shita, obvious that there is a din of bittul and it would work. It's still it's that would work. V'chein,
only before Sukkot?
No, doesn't make a difference. Well, on Sukkos itself, you could do it on Chol Hamoed. On not of itself, it's yeah, that's a different shaila. Even enough can they get of here? Kosher. But let's say there are gaps in the schach, and let's say you have like a gap of like two tefachim, you know, something like this, and the tree branch is hanging over there. Harbe. Let's say so that spot where the shade of the tree is falling, the branches are covering. Let's say you make kilu, say you remove that spot, and it's still enough schach in the sukkah to say and kshera. Then it's still kosher. It's not that you were trying to mivat. It's not like the issue is the branches and which schach. The issue is which are you trying to mivat the tzeil. So if there's enough tzeil even without the tree, then that's good enough. There's enough shade. Shafil ivinatel ilan yeshir b'kosher lahachshir. Since the schach without the ilan has enough shade, then it's kosher. That makes no difference. There's one din. Again, so we're going to be probably machmir for al shita. So if there is a tree over your sukkah, so then unless you go ahead and you take the branches and stick it and mix it in, let's say the tree is high up, you can't do that, then you have a problem. According to the first shita, so if according to the second shita, if it's open in an open spot. So if you talk of a tree, so then if you talk a judge that there's enough, it's a big enough sukkah, that you have enough shade without those parts, without what you measure both parts of the schach, so then that would be okay if it's chamas, if the tree is chamas and b'ruv mitzei lasa, right? If it's as long as the tree is more sunny, so that's where you get down to. If a person has a tree above, so he has to be nizer in all these things. We'll get to later on you're going to get to discussions about other types of overhangs and things or whatever, but this tachas elon is a special din.
So even just one branch?
One branch would be a problem. Yeah.
You don't just say that one branch because of that schach bustle and just don't sit under that.
No, no, it's not. Schach bustle is a din of Dofakuma. This great tree branch is going to pasul the sukkah. One branch can't. No, so that's the thing. If it's over the, again, over the sheet, that it's one branch, it's big enough that it, without the schach on the bottom, you're gonna go ahead and you're not going to have a shear. It's not going to be shady enough, then yeah, pasul the whole sukkah, even one branch. Yeah, if it's a few leaves, I don't know. If it's a few twigs and things, I'm not sure. It could be it's not no, enough. I think actual branches. Beis im katzat ha'ilan ha'chshirai. This is based on the sheet of the rabbis. There's another. The rabbi has a whole different pshat in what it means to be ma'ariv and whatever. He holds that the pshat to be ma'ariv is that you cut the branches off and then you ma'ariv it. And the whole shaila in the Gemara is a shaila of tasalamina osui. That you went ahead and you stick the branches there, you cut them, and then you cut them, so then the shade was already there. So then you have to go ahead and you have to lift it up. Whatever you have to ma'ariv it means you have to lift it up. So this is sif beis is based on the shita saramba. There is another shita of a shita sevena tam, which. Which it depends on the sugya, a different halacha later on about putting a sheet under the schach to catch falling leaves, so or for noi, for is that okay? The pashas it's okay, even though we generally don't do that, but al mikra din it's fine. Because so the question is, what? Because tafel to the schach. Question is, what's in between, between the tree and that? If you're not sitting under the schach, you're under a tree, you're under different things. We say that so that's a Reina Tam Zalman. Is there any mechitza, anything above it? The question is it what it's there for or whatever? But we generally say if it's, if it's within Gimel Tvachim and it's there for the schach itself, to mishamish the schach, so then it doesn't make a difference. And we'll get to that. Shaking the Elon is not there to mishamish the schach at all. It's just there. It's own separate entity. So we said that's the difference with that. So base, going back to the thing of cutting it, in cutting the Elon achshir v'liyoy su asvam yasichuch. Kosher, if you cut the branches and just let them fall on the sukkah, that's fine. Hushi neneo. However, you need to go ahead and shake them up. Shiigbe kol echad levado omanicho. You pick each one up and put it back down. V'choizeh v'yachaveru omanicho. You pick each one up. Imlav psulim mishim taasev lo min ha'osui. It's considered taasev lo min ha'osui. You have to make the sukkah, not have it be made for you. And again, this is the shita of the Rambam. Haga avam mutar la'asay sukkah tachas mechubar or bayis ahasir akach. You're allowed to build a sukkah under something mechubar, if it's not a house or some other structure, or bayir or some other other mechubar branches, I guess, whatever. Or bayis ahasir akach, and then to take the roof off the house afterwards. Lo mikri tasa lein osui. Since it doesn't, the psul is not, you don't have to go ahead and shake it up, that even though, that if you, that as long, even if it's that you have a retractable roof and you build your sukkah and then you retract the roof, as though you don't have to go ahead and start lifting all the schach up, because that's not considered tasa lo min ha'osui. Because it's not like it's not as the Russian is in a psul b'schach. It's not the problem with Tasavina also is that you took the branches of the tree which were there for shade already, and you cut them off, and they all fell down in your sukkah. That's very nice. That was tasa. The shade was there already, but since over here you're not, the schach itself is not tasa. The schach is not psul. It's that you have something blocking it. You have a roof on top. So that's not a problem tassel of it also. It's only on the schach itself. So therefore, it would be mutter to go ahead and to build it, and then to, even though you have a retractable roof, even just to go ahead and remove the roof, that would be fine. So let's just read the Rav Mechaber and Sif Gimel. Ha'isa sukkah l'mata b'bayis tachas agag she'asiru ra'afim. If you go ahead and let's say you make a sukkah in a house where you took off the ceiling, the roof, and there's slats overhead. Avavishin isharu adayin ha'etzim adakim sherafim enochem aleim shera. Even though the etzim adak, even though the slats are there, it won't possible because these slats are not made to be a roof. They're made to be slats to support the roof. So therefore, if you make it as a roof, if for example the case is a pergola. If you have a pergola there as a roof for during the year, then and then you just put schach on top, it's problematic. Yeah, there has to be that there's has to be more than gimel tefachim. There's different things about how to be machshir. I'll get into it in a second. However, with the slats, what the Rechonim talk about is the lattice work or whatever it is, that's not a problem. Even if it's less than gibel tefachim, you don't say it's kiyilu lavud and the whole thing's covered. You can put schach on top of the lattice if that wasn't made for a roof. We'll talk about pergola if that wasn't made for your ikur roof. So too, there's a discussion about. About what about the clotheslines, more the Gayatir at Israel. There's clotheslines or bar window bars, sorghum here that's jut out over the sukkah. So as long as they say, as long as the actual pieces are not starved, the root, to gibel tefachim, the Arbat Fachim of Sach Puzzle altogether, then it's okay. But if a person wants to be Machmir, wants to be Yotz, not to have any problems, then it's good to take some Schach and put it on top of the clotheslines itself to Mevatel the Din Lavud, so you have Kosher Schach up there also, or top. So let's say someone in the neighbor has a Soragim above, to ask them to put a branch over there, so that and that would go ahead and take away the problem of chashash of a blocking of schach posel over there. one other thing, right? So that's generally what we talk about. We'll leave the rest. The Ramah has been done. We'll leave it for next week. So. Yes, I wasn't sure for one year.